Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking with people in California, and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. So for quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. So before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
I am.
All right, thank you. So are you or is anyone in your household employed by like any newspapers, television, or radio stations, or like any political parties, or by a candidate for any political office?
I am not.
All right, thank you. So just to ensure we have a representative sample, could you please tell me what year you were born in?
No.
All right, no worries. So which of the following of the age groups would you say you belong in, like 18 to 24, or 25 to 34, or 35 to 44, 45 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and beyond?
65 and beyond.
All right, thank you. So what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Would you say it's like Caucasian or white or African-American or black or
black.
Hispanic? Black, all right, thank you. So what is the last grade that you completed in school?
12th
grade, all right, thank you. So do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Yes, I approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
All right. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
All right, thank you. So if elections for state assembly were held today, for who would you vote for, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Democrat.
Democratic, all right. So now I'm going to read you the names of some people who are active in politics. And for each, I would like if you could tell me if you either have a favorable opinion about them or an unfavorable opinion. And if you've never heard of them or have no opinion, those are also some categories. So the first person is Esmeralda Soria.
Don't know who she is. No opinion.
Joanna Garcia Rose.
No opinion.
Kamala Harris.
I have an opinion.
Would that be favorable or
unfavorable? Favorable.
And Donald Trump.
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable, all right, thank you. So which one of these following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly? Would you say it's like inflation and the cost of living, homelessness, border security, jobs in the economy, climate change, taxes, education, healthcare, abortion, or crime and public safety?
Inflation.
Inflation. All right, thank you. So thinking ahead to the November elections, on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means not at all interested and 10 means you're extremely interested, how interested would you say you are in the November elections for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
10.
10. All right, thank you. So if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote for, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
Kamala.
All right. And if the election for state assembly was being held today, for who would you vote for? Esmeralda Soria, the Democrat, or state assembly member, Democrat state assembly member, or Joanna Gross, Republican, and auditor slash mother?
I don't have an opinion on that. I don't know anything about either candidate.
All right, no worries. So would you say the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
It's headed in the right direction.
Right direction, all right, thank you. So over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has increased, has it decreased, or has it stayed about the same?
About the same.
All right. So have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
Yes.
All right. So now I'm going to read you a few statements that you might want to hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during your campaign. And after I read each statement, if you could please tell me if this would make you more likely or less likely to support her for state assembly. So the first one is, as professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong.
That's positive.
Does this make you much more likely to support her or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
All right. Joanna Garcia-Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and one-strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children.
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat more likely? All right. In the State Assembly, Joanna Garcia-Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learned while in public office.
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat more likely?
Yes.
All right. To make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia-Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items.
Can you repeat that?
For sure. To make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia-Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items.
I don't have an opinion on that. I'd have to have more details on what that actually is going to mean, what the impact of that.
All right. So would you say you have no opinion, or would this make no difference?
I have no opinion as yet.
All right. All right. Joanna Garcia-Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds.
Likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. All right. Thank you. So now that you have kind of heard that information, for who would you want to vote for? For the State Assembly, if it was being held today, for Esmeralda Soria, the Democrat, State Assembly member, or Joanna Garcia-Rose, Republican, auditor slash mother?
I'll have to get closer to the election to contend that I would make that decision. I'm not sure.
All right. So now I'm going to read you a few statements about what you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during a campaign. And after I read each one, it's still the same dynamic. If you could tell me if this will make you or much more likely to support her or somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or would it make no difference? And the first one is, Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that would raise taxes and Medicare as we know it and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance.
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less.
Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise.
That's less likely.
Much less likely?
Somewhat.
All right. Politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with.
I got no opinion on that because I would have to know. You can be investigated for anything. It's whether you're guilty or not that matters to me.
All right, thank you. So Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go towards negative campaign ads or even some of Soria's personal expenses.
Less likely.
Much less likely?
Less likely.
Right, but would that be like somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat less.
All right, thank you. While families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits.
Much less likely.
Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it.
Much less likely.
Much less likely. All right, thank you. So kind of based on all that information, for who would you want to vote for? For Soria or Garcia-Rose?
I guess, what's her name?
Who?
The two names.
The first one is Esmeralda Soria, who is a Democrat and State Assembly member. And the second one is Joanna Garcia-Rose, a Republican and auditor slash mother.
Would be Garcia-Rose.
Garcia-Rose, all right. So regardless of how you feel today, are you registered to vote as a Democrat or a Republican?
Democrat.
All right. Do you think of yourself as a strong Democrat or a not so strong Democrat?
I am a center left.
All right. So would you say you're a not so strong Democrat then? Or do you think you're a strong Democrat?
I'm not so strong.
All right. So generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate,
all right. So, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-choice or pro-life?
Pro-life.
All right. So, some people feel strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against the candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. So, would you or would you not vote for a candidate based only on their position on abortion?
No, that's not a single issue for me, no.
All right. So regardless of how you feel today, for who did you vote for back in the 2020 presidential elections?
Run that by me again.
So who did you vote for back in the 2020 presidential elections?
Oh, Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. All right. Well, this concludes our survey. So thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.